All right, up next we have Bill McWright talking about kudzu bug, a new pest in Mississippi soybeans.
Good afternoon. Like you said, my name is Bill McWright. I'm a master's student at Mississippi State University under Dr. Fred Musser and Dr. Angus Ketchot. And today I'll be speaking about the kudzu bug as a pest in Mississippi soybeans. First off, I want to give a little background on the kudzu bug. The scientific name is Megacopter crevaria. Again, the common name is the kudzu bug. Also goes by bean platacid or the lab bug. It is a native of Southeast Asia and was first discovered in the United States in 2009 in Atlanta, Georgia. And it was first discovered in Mississippi in 2012 in Vicksburg along the Mississippi River. The kudzu bug tends to feed on the stems and petioles of the legumes such as kudzu, soybeans, lespediza, and wisteria. Now I get into the life cycle of the kudzu bug. This pest goes through five nymphal stages, as you can see from the picture below. It takes between 7 and 10 days to go from an egg to nymph emergence, and between 6 and 7, sometimes up to 8 weeks, to go from an egg to a fully mature adult. Kudzu bug has 2 generations per year, but however, in the Mid-South especially, we have noticed that these generations can be very overlapping. We've collected all different stages of nymphs in the field at the same time, so this tells us that these generations are quite overlapping. Also, the kudzu bug overwinters as an adult. They like to overwinter pretty much in any sheltered area they can find, such as under tree bark and leaf litter, or even in people's houses, which that causes another problem, which kind of leads me into my next slide. Not only can the kudzu bug be a pest of agriculture, but they can also be a pest in urban areas. As you can see from the pictures below, they can congregate around the windowsills or the trimming of houses. For some reason, they seem to be attracted to the color white. So as you can tell from these pictures, they will really congregate on your windows of your house and stuff like that. Also, like I said, they overwinter anywhere they can find a sheltered area, and they will get inside people's houses up in the corner of your ceilings, kind of like a ladybug, and they do put off a scent sort of that smells similar to a stink bug, and this can be quite annoying, causing a whole other issue. Now I want to get into the main objectives of my project. These are some of the objectives that I'm trying to accomplish over the next year or so, but for today I want to focus on the bottom two. First objective is to evaluate seasonal and geographical abundance of the kudzu bugs throughout Mississippi, and also want to focus on the foliar insecticide efficacy on the kudzu bug. So now I'm going to get a little into the results and discussion. First, I'm going to start off with the materials and methods of the distribution of the kudzu bug and the planting dates. So for the design of this test, it took place over two years during 2015 and the 2016 growing season. And we did this over roughly 220 locations across both the Hills and the Delta region of Mississippi. And for those of you that aren't familiar, the Hills is usually generally more, a lot smaller fields, usually surrounded by kudzu, and the Delta is usually much, much larger fields that don't really have much immediate kudzu in the area. So for sampling methods, we did 100 sweeps from each location starting at R1, or first bloom, through the R7 growth stage, which would be brown pods, and we collected both nymphs and adult kudzu bugs. For data analysis, all the data was analyzed using PROC Glimix SAS 9.4 with an alpha level of 0.05. So for this first graph, this looks at kudzu bug occurrence by planting date. And on the horizontal axis, we have your April, May, and June planting dates. And this is not when they were collected. This is the actual date that they were planted. And on the vertical axis, we have the number of kudzu bugs per 100 sweeps. And as you can see, during the April and May planting dates, there are significantly more adult kudzu bugs than there were nymphs. However, in the June planting date, the distance between the adults and the nymphs seem to close. On this next slide, this looks at the kudzu bug adult occurrence, also including region along with the planting date. Again, we have our April, May, and June planting dates, and on the vertical axis, we have our kudzu bugs per 100 sweeps. And in all three planting dates, there were more adult kudzu bugs in the Hill region than there was in the Delta region. This, again, is similar to that last test, but this looks at the nymph distribution. And in April and June of these, for the nymphs, there was more nymphs in the hills than there was in the delta. But for some reason, in May, the numbers, there was not a significant difference between the two areas. So this slide just looks at the overall kudzu bug occurrence based strictly on the hills and the delta, taking out the planting date. And as you can, as you would assume, the hills had more adults and more nymphs than did the delta. So now I want to get into the second objective, which would be evaluating foliar insecticide efficacy on the kudzu bugs. And I'm going to get into the materials and methods for that. This was a randomized complete block design test, and this test included six treatments that had an untreated check, 4 ounces of Belay, 3/4 pound of Orthene, 4 ounces of Indigo, 1/2 pound of Orthene, plus 4.3 ounces of Brigade, and also 6.4 ounces of Brigade by itself. And all this data was analyzed using ProcMix. So on this first slide, we recorded this data 2 days after application. And on the horizontal axis, we have an untreated check, your Belay, Orthene, Indigo, your Orthene plus Brigade, and the Brigade by itself, along with the vertical axis having the number of kudzu bugs per 25 sweeps. And as you can see in the untreated check, we had a pretty good population of kudzu bugs to go off of. And for the most part, all the treatments seem to have some kind of effect on the kudzu bugs, but for the most part, Belay and the Brigade seem to have the best overall effect. Again, 4 days after application, we recorded the data, went out there and checked it again, and again, we still had good numbers in the untreated check, and all of the treatments seemed to have some effect on the kudzu bugs, but again, Belay and Brigade seemed to do the best, and oddly enough, the Orthene plus Brigade just, for some reason, didn't seem to work as good as the Brigade by itself. Now, 7 days after application, you can start to see that some of the treatments started to wear off a little bit. The efficacy didn't seem to work as well, but however, the Belay and the Brigade still had some effect on what was on controlling the kudzu bugs. So in summary, when looking at the state as a whole, there are more adults found in soybeans planted in April and May when compared to June. And when you're comparing the regions plus the planting dates for adults, there are more adults found in the Hills region in all three planting dates, with the greatest difference being in the April planting date. And when you're looking at the nymphs with the regions and the planting dates, there are more nymphs found in the Hills region in all three planting dates, with the greatest difference being in the June planting date. Significantly more kudzu bug adults and nymphs were found in the Hills region compared to the Delta region, and that would be for obvious reasons. There's just more kudzu in the hills. And lastly, kudzu bugs can be easily controlled with commonly used insecticides currently used in soybeans, and this is important so farmers know that if kudzu bugs do become a big problem on their farm, that they don't have to worry about finding a new chemistry to use. They can be controlled with chemistries that are already commonly used in a soybean operation. And with that, I'll take any questions.